B-Pod Studios.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from the Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. What are we going to do here? I mean, I don't know how to regroup.
You just got a big award here, Pally.
Yes, I did. Oh. Thank you. I humbly accept.
Still in Maz?
Naz.
Naz.
Yeah.
Local, wow, they appreciate the local Quincy.
I'm local guest Quincy of the year legend. Champion.
For coming out, you're not coming out, but you're the local guest of the year.
Yeah.
What is still in that?
It's a local podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a good group of guys.
All right.
On Twitter, at Stealin' Naz.
Stealin' Naz.
Just give him a follow.
Congratulations.
Very good.
About that.
Fair enough. All right. 617-779-0985. Is a telephone number. When are the Patriots going to play their playoff game? Oh, man. Zoe, what have you heard? Let's get to Zoe's inside reports first. Let's
Monday do that. Monday night at Buffalo. Monday night football. Well, MNF.
They can't know that it's Buffalo at this point.
If it's Buffalo, which if things play out the way things look like they're going to play out, it will be Monday night at Buffalo.
Peter King writes this.
Peter King's more tied to the league than me, that's for sure.
He says, as of this moment, my money would be on a New England Buffalo show for the first ever Monday night wild card game. The AFC, in fact, is gold for first round matchups, if the form holds. Imagine Raiders or Chargers at Kansas City in the 7-2 game. Colts against Cincinnati and Joe Burrow in the 6-3 game. And Patriots-Bills in the other one. Also, imagine three Buffalo-New England games in a 43-day span with the rubber match on a frigid January 17th night in the Northeast.
Mm. Cool. Wish for bad weather.
Bring it.
We'll take that.
Take all the lake effect snow you
wind,
can get.
We want wind. We want rain. We want everything. Yeah. Because they're a throwing team.
Yeah.
That's evident.
The Patriots are suited for a sloppy matchup.
Patriots are more built for the bad weather.
The slow week, the short week, though, know, sucks for any team.
Biltmore, not more built.
Of course they went for this. When is the national title game in college football?
Monday night.
Monday.
The 10th.
It's already. Wow,
yeah,
that was
this Monday.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Well, they played last Friday.
Thinking, wait, isn't it typically right around that time?
I thought it was like middle end of January.
As did I. Maybe I'm just way off on that.
Because of the playoffs now.
Your playoffs now. You play a week before, and then you play the it's Final Four, and then you play the championship a week later.
Yeah, but they used to have the longest layoff ever between the end of the regular season and the national title game.
Seemed like it.
They have like 6 weeks in between.
It was before the playoff.
Yeah, so it's... Yeah.
January 10th.
All right. Yeah. So that explains that.
Yeah, next Monday.
It's a good spot for it.
It's a great spot.
If you like football, the NFL ends the day before.
NFL
you're waiting
season's
on the playoffs.
Over.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Yep. Get you ready for playoff week.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Georgia, Alabama. Take a look at a lot of the guys that are going to be playing at the next level in that game.
I still feel bad for Michigan and their fans. I mean, that was such a pathetic beatdown from a team that, and to be fair, any Big Ten team that makes it in one of those games, so it's always the same.
Notre Dame.
Somebody posted the record of SEC teams in one of the playoff games against a Big Ten team. It's like you don't belong there. It's you're the number two team in the country. That's very cute. Are you though?
Congratulations.
Are you?
It's like Notre
Go
Dame.
Go play Alabama. Go play Georgia.
That fake 10-0 Notre Dame was a couple years ago.
Yeah,
they got smoked.
Oh. Go play Clemson or LSU.
Go play the big boys.
Yeah.
Your big brother's outside.
Absolutely. Yours is one of the top teams in the nation. Yep. They're all down there. They're all somewhere else.
All down south.
You ain't one of them. Yeah. And that includes you, Michigan State.
Mm.
And this year it includes you, Michigan. Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah. Jake is in St. Louis. Is this the same Jake we talked to at the start of the show?
Sure is.
Welcome back. What do you have? He hung up.
All right.
Did you hang up on him?
Yep.
Oh, you're a jerk.
T-bone.
Can't have two phone calls in one day.
Well, you can if your phone craps out. You can call back.
He was not a good caller.
Oh, you're being a dick now.
Wow. What's your problem?
I just know. I screened him the first time.
It's been a long day.
Did you? Who screened him the second time? Majority?
Yeah, Kevin.
Majority.
Yeah.
Majority.
You got a halftime guy here now.
Oh, yeah. So it's you rolling.
He's
going
to work half the show.
What are you rolling?
It's not his fault.
Majority standing outside at 11:59. I'm not going in there till noon. 12:01 he walked in.
You work in Felger Maz too?
Yep. Do we have a live camera looking? Like, can we look in on Louth, like sitting there?
Oh, that would be a good idea.
On a folding chair in his basement.
Set up a little webcam there to constantly check in
he
on
went through the,
make already, sure he's working.
He went through the whole details. He's got an old workbench. He came with the house. This old workbench. I think it's his father-in-law's or something. He went and bought a brand new piece of plywood to put on top to make a nice little.
Oh, is it new plywood?
Workspace, new plywood, mounted the TV on the wall. And Jim's got his. I'll send you the picture. Yeah.
Oh no, I saw the picture. Yeah, he's zooming in on the different items on the desk. He's got his drill.
Yep.
He's got the bucket of what looks like drywall fill. You know that stuff holding up one of the monitors.
Sure.
Do we have a picture of that?
We do.
The sign that says the Louts.
Yep. Zoomed in on that.
Christmas lights in the background.
Amazon Echo. Dot.
I'll
tell you what, it's a nicer setup than Dennis, who's like chief engineer. with those mini computer speakers about like this big. Like that big. Little suckers. How you turn them on? Jim has his big, I think they're big old BASF speakers that he had in high school. Like those wooden ones, Hardy, with the wood paneling on the side. Jim's got him up there. What's that booming down there?
I saw those too. Like, how do you even still hook those up? Do you have speaker cable?
He hooked them up to a receiver that he has.
That's nice.
Big, heavy 15-pound receivers.
Yep.
God, there's so many texts on here. I'm just catching up on this now.
I know. He's like busy.
Where is the Louth sign? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Send that to TV.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah.
Hold on. 617-779-0985. Jake in St. Louis is calling back. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Jake. Sorry about that.
Jake in St. Louis, how you doing?
Great.
No, seriously, how you doing?
You watch the show a lot, huh?
Careful, Jake. T-Bone may have been right about you.
I know. I just kind of wanted to see what your thoughts were with us in Buffalo.
T-Bone was right. He sucked.
Seriously, though. He did. Was he Squish the Fish guy?
Isn't that what he said earlier, too?
No,
before
Squish the
he,
Fish.
Like, broke up? We thought there was more to it?
Like, what do you think about
play
like,
the
Miami
first call, play the second call. Yeah. You got to do that.
Yeah. What do you think about going down to Miami to Squish the Fish?
Steve in Maine on this the Celtics.
Steve Sanchez.
Steve.
Like.
Yeah, hey, Zo, what's going on
hey.
With you
today? What's up, man?
Listen, you know, for the better part of 2 years, we've had a debate between who do we want to keep, Tatum or Brown, okay? Look, at the end of the day, we all know that Tatum is a diva. He cares more about what people think about him, right? Am I correct? So, look, you give me a guy that is socially conscious and gives a shit and wants to play hard.
Hey! He can't say that word, but I understand what you're saying. I think Brown's the alpha.
I think the phone screener broke again.
Brown's the alpha of the two.
Which means if you bought that slip on PropSwap, you just won.
Hey. Yeah. Just crashed the phones.
Yeah. Frozen. Hey. Jay in Medford, you there?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, gentlemen. I just called to ask you, do they actually pay you for this job that you're doing? Because you do a real bad job on the Patriots.
Like which part?
The part of it is with the quarterback, the 15th pick, and the Mason.
I got to be able to hear him.
Yeah, hold on. I want to hear this guy.
I want to hear him. Hear him.
What about the quarterback, the 15th pick?
Yeah, that guy.
The 15th pick in the nation.
Yeah.
He's doing a great.
In the whole country, you mean?
in the country has played better than all the quarterbacks that were picked before him.
Yeah, we said that today. We talked about it. Statistically, he's blown them out of the water.
He's in a fantastic situation.
Yeah, but he's blown them out of the water, but he's played well for a young guy. He's played well. You guys don't give him any credit.
We don't? This show?
The Patriots, on all the games of the Patriots.
It's a good thing we don't pay callers, because if
you name the quarterback?
You would have to give the money back after that call.
We've had some odd calls today. I blame the phones.
I blame France.
Do we have like a local block? Like, we have a local in-state block on the line right now. On the lines. You can't get in if you're in-state. I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if that's going to fix it.
I've taken a... let's just move on, please.
You've taken one.
What are you taking?
I've taken the stance that Man in the Arena has gone downhill in a big, major way
from
the start of the series.
Yeah, you've said that before.
And I'm quickly losing interest in checking out any of them. But the Malcolm Butler Super Bowl episode is here this week.
This is the only one that I've wanted to really watch.
The two guests are Gronk and Alex Guerrero.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to that coming up. And also a question that Hardy has for everybody. We'll get to that next. Stick around.
I like that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you. To where
dialogue.
What did I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was going into being 40 years old.
There was more talk about him falling off the cliff and his ability to perform.
A lot of people tried to tear us apart.
Mind your own business.
It's just all about grinding. Work, work, work. I got to remember that I was Gronk again.
From the moment the game started, we were playing catch up all day. Tough season, tough game. We got to put that one to bed.
Tom Brady talking about Super Bowl 52 against the Philadelphia Eagles, saying that they were playing catch up all day against the Eagles. That's how he felt in that one.
You were chasing, but I don't think you ever really punted.
No, they went field goal, missed field goal.
Opening pick?
On the first two drives.
Did he throw a pick too, a deflected pick, or was that the Rams game? I can't even remember. Damn it.
They went for it on a fourth down and didn't get it in that first half. Let me see. Where was the... Was there a pick in that game?
But there was a deflected ball that was picked early, first drive. Maybe that was Rams.
Mm.
CTE.
Setting in.
You got to get hit first.
Yeah, he did not throw a pick in that game.
Okay, so that was Rams game. That was Rams game, opening drive. High and wide to Hogan.
Yeah, no picks. No picks in that one. But he's going to talk about it, and we all want to know what he has to say about Malcolm Butler. If he says anything. The show has increasingly become nothing but a puff piece.
I heard a rumor.
What?
Did you see that yet?
What?
Did you see the piece?
Which piece?
It wasn't even mentioned. Butler's name was never brought up in the episode.
I thought it hadn't been on yet.
Somebody saw it. I think the inside source said the Butler's name was never even mentioned.
Well, how is that? How is it?
Look how disappointed he is.
How is it promoted?
Don't shoot the messenger. I haven't seen it. I'm not sure, but the person that saw it told me. He didn't even talk about Butler.
Based on the preview, it sounds like it's all about Guerrero's relationship and Guerrero getting kicked out and stuff.
What led you to believe it was going to be about Malcolm Butler?
Well, not that it was going to be...
That's the story of that game.
Yeah, not that it was going to be about Malcolm Butler, but that you'd get 2 minutes on it. two, three good minutes on it.
Yeah, I know people talked about it after the game, and I mentioned it in Tom versus Time. Like, I look over to someone, and I'm like, what do you mean? What defense are we in? And Malcolm's not in the game.
Okay, but the other part is that this is clearly the year in which the fracture began.
That's why Gronkowski and Alex are the guests, because they are the front center pieces for the beginning of that departure.
So,
where Gronkowski was going to get traded to the Lions, all that stuff.
Yeah, Gronk's comments in there seem to indicate he's got something to say. But
Gronkowski did it too when he was on set at NFL on Fox, where he sat on set with those guys and said, yeah, I was traded to the thing. And he said, I'm retiring. You can't trade me. I'm retiring. He said he was traded to Detroit. He sat there on that Fox set with those guys, laughing up. Yeah, like he does. Yeah. Those are two big indicators of the beginning of the fracture.
Right. Gronkowski, so I want a little something on that. Is that okay?
No, that's fine.
Is that unfair? This is marketed as Tom Brady gives you everything.
Yeah.
He peels back the curtain.
He's in the arena.
Gives you the inside look. Only he can give you the truth and what his sort of perception of everything was.
Yeah, he's the warrior in arena.
If you're not going to do that, what's the point? I can watch the Super Bowl DVD. I can watch that. It's better produce, right? I'll pop on Three Games to Glory. I don't need this.
Yeah.
What are we here for, Tom? I want to hear your take on this. Everybody does.
That's what you're tuning in for.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. You promise a tell-all.
Tell the story.
Start telling us.
Yeah.
Start telling us things. David's in Howell's Neck. David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I wanted to get your take on just generally, like, how does the national perspective view the whole Belichick-Brady mix-up and the ending? I'm way too close to it, so I'm obviously kind of skewed, but... And you guys experience, like, what are you hearing and seeing? Like, who do people side with more?
I just think, you know, even from afar, and I've heard, like, guys like Boomer Esiason and Phil talk about this, that, man, 20-year relationship with anybody is going to get some cracks in it. And you've got two massive egos. Two massive egos for a lot of responsibility that each guy gives the other, and credit to for getting each guy to where they needed to get to. It's sort of down the middle. You know, but from a team building standpoint, it's you stay with Bill. Bill's the guy. I mean, look what they're back in the playoffs now. They made the right decision. Not that was a decision to make. They gave the quarterback the out. You want to go, go.
T-Bone just pulled up the episode and skimmed through it. Not a single mention of Malcolm Butler.
Told you.
How were you able to do that? You just went through the entire thing?
Yep.
How many minutes is the episode? 45 minutes or so? 50?
50.
Genius. T-Bone's on fire. T-Bone doesn't get COVID.
Not a single mention of Malcolm Butler. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Well, what did they do during the Deflategate episode?
Oh, avoided it and lied about it.
Okay, so I stand by my original decision not to waste my time with this thing.
But hold on. That is, and by the way, you're completely right to say that. And say, well, forget it. It's not the truth. It's not getting to anything. But I would just say that if you're asking why would you expect anything following that, it's because talking openly and honestly about Malcolm Butler doesn't hurt Tom Brady in any way. Talking openly and honestly about Deflategate could hurt Tom Brady. Right? Like, he's not hurting himself by saying, yeah, I think Malcolm Butler should have played. And I'm not exactly sure why he didn't.
I could see him avoiding it if he feels, you know, he was guilty. He didn't want to implicate himself anymore.
10 minutes in the beginning.
You're right.
TB12 method, by the way.
TB12 method. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, you know what? Now I've changed my mind. Now I'm going to watch it.
I'm not watching it.
I got to get on that.
I'm done. All done.
Shoulder's bugging me.
I'll wait for other people to watch it and give us the best quotes,
it's
and then we'll go back
the
and pull
games.
Them.
It's all about him.
Forget it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. No thanks. Watch episode one.
Look
episode one was great.
It went downhill, huh? Quick.
Episode one was excellent. Even episodes two and three were good. After that, shut it off. Waste of time. It peaked in the first episode. The Drew Bledsoe episode, episode one, best one you're going to get. That guy didn't hide anything. Drew Bledsoe took it seriously. He told you everything.
Yeah, he's got nothing to hide. Seems like everything else is friends of Tom, right?
It's ridiculous. Just don't even.
I'm not saying he and Drew aren't friends. They're friendly. I don't think they're friends.
Ed in Kingston's got an issue, and I picked up on this too. Go ahead.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, so I started watching this last night for the first time, and I watched like the first two or three episodes. And I loved the first episode. The Rodney Harrison stuff was unreal. Yeah, but, like, but Ty Law, like, they don't mention Ty Law at all. Like, I love Willie. Willie's a stud, but, like, they don't even acknowledge Ty Law. Ty Law was one of the best shutdown quarters.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's the only guy.
He was the best player in your defense.
He's the only guy. You got to put that window up, Ed.
He was the best player in your defense.
The only guy on that team to this point that's been in the Hall of Fame. He's in. He's got a gold jacket. He did not get his proper due. I mean, of course, they show the highlights of what he did, but not to the degree they should have highlighted his contributions and how good he was.
We played defense a certain way, and we were able to because we had number 24 on the outside that physically beat the hell out of receivers and covered their ass. He was physical. He wasn't just a cover corner. He was a physical cover corner. Those days are gone. I've never seen another one like it. You know, they don't let guys get physical now. You can't hit guys. You can't touch guys. You beat the living hell out of guys. He demoralized the Colts. Yeah. Eric effing Mold.
We'll get back to your calls coming up next. Also, Hardy wants to know where you would buy three separate homes, if you are to win the Powerball.
House neck.
Well, we'll give you a couple minutes to think about it. We know where Wallach would buy his homes because he texted it to Hardy last night.
What were they?
He sent you a
text. I bet one was Palm Beach. He liked that.
Palm Beach was one of them.
Palm Beach.
One of them.
How do you know it was Wallach?
Wallach goes three places.
I've never named him in that tweet.
Wallach goes three places: Framingham, Philadelphia, and West Palm Beach. That's it. He's got no life.
It was John Wallach. We know it was John Wallach. Here's Hardy with headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Powerball now at $575 million.
Or an ottoman.
It's been almost 3 months since someone won. Back in October in California, someone won $699 million on a grand prize.
Wow.
And so it has gone now 39 straight drawings without a jackpot winner. Well, then, your odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million. Those are the odds. Tickets, of course, $2. Mm. That's what it costs to get in. Next drawing will happen tomorrow night. Hardy posed a question on Twitter.
I just got another text from someone with their answers.
From who? Why are they texting you with it?
Look at my Twitter feed and see if you can guess who.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to guess Maz without even seeing it.
No. That's what I said. It's a great guess, and you are in the right neighborhood of everything.
Oh, this is...
DR.
DR.
I know who it is.
Dave Roberts.
look at the reasons.
Don Robinson.
Yeah, look at the reasons.
Oh, Dan Roach.
Dan Roach. Disney World. Orlando.
Well, I read the first one, and I'm like...
Let me see.
Fort Myers, so I could be the PA voice of the Red Sox.
Oh, you weirdo.
Training.
Grow up one
and
day.
I'm thinking of like, who would.
Grow up.
Who's like angling for a PA job? And then you get to the third one.
Nobody wants to go to Fort Myers. Nobody.
It's all about doing PA work. And then you get to the third one. Sarge. Where it says Disney World.
Yeah, then that's Dan. Orlando. Universal. Yeah,
so
Universal.
This is where I think Dan has gone horribly wrong in his life decisions. And the question by Artie was, where would you buy three homes what three places would you be? Where would you buy three different homes?
All right.
Where would you be located if you hit the jackpot?
My number one destination would be Miami or Palm Beach.
You got to pick one.
So I'll go Palm Beach to stay out of the fray. I think I would get tired of South Beach.
I was going to say, Dan went horribly wrong here by picking two places that are in Florida. Like, right. pick one Florida place.
Yeah, I'd go Palm Beach.
You're going to burn two of your three choices on Florida? Like, what's the big difference between Disney and Fort Myers? Like,
so there's my one.
Travel over
there's
there.
My one. Good weather. You're pretty much guaranteed decent weather down there year-round.
Okay.
You're on the beach.
Yeah.
So then I would need something to counter that. I would go Vail, Colorado, number two.
That's a good one.
Vail. V-A-I-L.
Oh, Vail.
Yeah.
Not Vail. Vail.
Whatever. Here's really the question that I think this hits at, Hardy, and that is, would you stay where you live? And I don't mean the same house or same neighborhood or town. I'm saying in the vicinity. If you're from Boston and you hit the 575, are you staying in Boston?
I'm thinking yes.
I am too. I'm not.
I'm going
anywhere.
Yeah, there's a home here for sure.
Yes.
Oh, Newton.
Oh, would you move?
There's some big boys in Newton. Yeah.
You've been in your house a long time.
Newton, Wesley. Yeah.
Beetle, would you move?
Yes
absolutely.
You would sell the house you're in right
tomorrow.
You just moved in.
You know what? We're not packing anything. I don't want real money now. We're not packing it. The Christmas tree would stay up. Just leave everything.
Christmas tree?
I wouldn't
leave
sell
the
it.
Yard,
I wouldn't sell it. I would give it to somebody. Sell it for.
Right.
Go through that process, bringing people in. Yeah. No. Give it to somebody.
Right.
Who wants my house? It's available.
That's easy. It's an easy one.
Beautiful new heating system.
Yep.
Call 128.com.
It's got new everything.
We're getting there. We're getting there, Hardy. A lot of new stuff going in there.
Hey, Hardy, you deal with copper. I deal with only copper.
Yep. First, there's lead, which is what you have.
Yep.
You see where that gets you.
Yeah, that's a problem I have. Yeah.
So that would be number one. Like, I think that answer goes, okay, somewhere in the Boston area is number one. So now you've really only got two places to choose.
So you're going Palm Beach.
I like San Diego, but I like the weather better, and I like Florida. I like Florida better than San Diego.
And you're going Newton.
Yeah.
Newton, Vail, and Palm Beach.
Newton's a tweener because you could find a big boy in Newton. And then I'm close to the city.
It's a good list.
Close to everything.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got my getaway winter place I could go to, or I've never been to where Brady goes to, but I've been to Drew's house in Montana at Whitefish, and it's something else out there. And supposedly, what's the name of the place with the geyser?
Yellowstone?
Yeah. The club there and all that, and the big homes are even better.
Or is that Yosemite? Geyser's in Yosemite.
Yosemite. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The park there. Yeah.
I'm sticking with the Boston home.
Gives you a little bit of everything, you know?
Does the Cape count as Boston, though?
No, it doesn't, because I think I would like to be
drive away.
Close to the city, but then also be on the Cape also.
Chatham would be nice, yep.
I'm thinking about a house in Dennis. I know the house.
Dennisport. Oh.
My two are already taken up.
Tell you what, you go to that Bass River. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Vegas and Maui. Is my other two.
Oh, those are far. Vegas is too dry and too.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You get a nice house in Vegas. Nice house in Vegas, and then one in Maui.
Can you buy the presidential suite at Atlantis? Is that a possibility?
So yeah, somebody already replied that they want to buy a house in Atlantis, and I asked, "Can you buy a house there?" And I walked around the marina when we were there. There are like condos there, but I don't know if you can have like I don't know if there are houses in Atlantis.
Those are villas, and they are part of the Disney vacation.
I would just say that given the current state of affairs, if this happened, I would keep all three homes domestic destinations.
Yes,
right now they'd all have to be in the States.
Hawaii feels far enough away to where. It feels like you're going to a totally different part of the world, but you're staying in country.
I didn't like what Dan O'Brien said this morning.
What did he say?
He just got back from Hawaii. He bought a 12-pack of Coors Light, and it cost him $48.
Yikes.
He said the price gouging in Hawaii net right now is ridiculous. 12-pack of soda, it's like $25.
That's okay. All right. Yeah. Now, you're going to have a lot of money, so if that's a concern.
Not gonna matter.
And number two,
that.
You're going to save so much money on your heating and cooling system. My buddy Sean, who was a roommate in college, got stationed in Hawaii for a while after he left the Army. And his home had no furnace and no central AC.
Okay.
Big, beautiful home. You don't need either one.
It never gets hot enough to want the AC?
No furnace, no central air.
I like
the
air.
Home had
like
neither
it.
One.
I like it 60 at times when I want to get under the covers.
And it was a big, nice house. It wasn't like a cheap house.
Throw a window unit in, Beetle.
Yeah, I guess
open,
so.
You open the windows, you don't
Go
even
Walmart.
Need screens.
Something tells me I'm going to want a little AC.
So, see, this is where you're wrong. Because like you say, well, you have enough money then. I read this story yesterday on Mark Cuban. And when he sold his company to Yahoo, he went to celebrate at Vegas with his friend.
And he took a Southwest flight.
And he was sitting in one of the middle seats in Southwest.
Who?
Mark Cuban. He was sitting in a reverse-facing seat, backwards, in the middle.
Back in 1999.
Somebody told him, if you want money, act like you're always a student.
Yeah, and then you know what he did? He famously purchased a private jet.
$60 million, largest purchase.
In the largest online purchase anyone's ever made.
Gulfstream. Oh. Yep.
Mark Cuban liked one of my tweets over the holidays. Did I tell you guys this?
You did.
How?
It was something about the movie. I don't know, because he wasn't tagged in it. Somebody must have retweeted it that he saw. It was about the movie Better Off Dead, and he liked it. I like that, he said.
Wow.
Rochi wants to go to Fort Myers, Chatham, and Disney World.
Rochi is so freaking weird. It's unbelievable.
Let's ask someone who is chronically negative what he would do with that $575 million. That would be Jake in Boston.
Three homes.
Go.
That's a lot of billboards.
You guys are crazy to give the Commonwealth of Massachusetts $25 million of that.
I agree with that, but go ahead.
I'd be buying my way into Augusta National.
What, are you going to eat at Perkins every day for breakfast?
What, for that one weekend a year?
What about when your relatives come? They're going to stay at the Holiday Inn?
Your pick already sucks.
Jake, it's a great idea, but you know, you've been to the Masters. The only way to ensure that you will not be invited to the Masters to join is to want to join the Masters or ask. See, I don't think you can do it.
I have to bribe Peyton Manning after last night's Manning cast. I'd also reopen Cinderella's castle in Disney World because there was a suite in there. I've always wanted to hook up with someone in there. The Tiffany suite at the
which
same
which character did you want to hook up
list.
With?
Oh, Cinderella, obviously.
There you go.
And maybe Little Mermaid. Little Ariel from Little Mermaid.
Yeah, but
would
she
be
can't
up there.
Walk and then, there.
And then Elsa. Elsa, of course.
Who knew should we save this call for? I mean, I assume at some point the authorities are going to ask for this recording. Can you just
say,
flag this now?
I'm going to say I didn't know Jake was into like cosplay with my Disney character.
Well, who would Dan Roach sleep with? Which one? Come on, let's do that.
That got weird real quick. I want to shack up with Elsa. What?
That was too real.
Yeah, bring the little freezer and your little snowman
what
friend
the
there
hell?
Too. We could have some fun.
Call me Olaf.
Good job, T-Bone.
Oh, my God.
No. Sven. Call me Sven.
Oh.
Wow.
Fort Myers. Are you insane? Like the five cities you wouldn't live in, one would be Fort Myers.
Naz is here of the award-winning Steel and Naz podcast. Oh. Naz and Quincy.
Hey guys,
thank you for the award.
Hey,
I humbly accept.
How you doing? Yeah, long time listener, first time caller. Just wanted to call in to give you the official stamp of the local guest of the year. I just want to get your remarks on how it feels.
It's. I'll tell you what. It's
talk about it.
It's. It's very meaningful. You know,
from what standpoint? This because they're local guys, and
you know, being good guy, local guy. You know,
you've been a local guy. You've worked your way up,
getting an award like that. Yeah. You know, it's very touching.
What is the actual award?
I don't know. It's like guest of the year.
That's guest of the
year.
How bad are the other guests?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not sure. But I had someone in our booth at the Patriots game. What was it? Was it this week or the week before?
We had like 23 people in the booth.
And someone came in and they're like, "Oh, I listened to you on the Steel and Naz podcast." I'm like, "What?
Wow."
All right, then.
There you go.
Quincy guys. Good guys. Local
sure.
guys. I think the phone's broke again.
I had the fours at Quincy tweet me out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Tweeting out the old picture in the Apex jacket.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, hey, it's like Patriots game day. I get fired up. Yeah, fours and Quincy tweeted out on Sunday. It was nice.
That's very nice.
Very nice of them. Good restaurant.
Great spot.
Love the Force.
Now they have this awesome patio when the weather is good.
That's what I heard. I got to get down there.
Tremendous spot. Let's get to today's takeaways. We'll do that next.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Matt. Right now, Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The stuff, that sweet, funky stuff.
Hey! Time for today's takeaways here on Zolak and Bertrand. Before we get to something from today's show, want to, obviously, you've probably heard this news by now, the passing of Jim Corsi, former Red Sox pitcher, local guy. Speaking of local guys, Jim Corsi was certainly one of those guys who grew up here rooting and watching for the Red Sox and then eventually playing for the Red Sox.
I knew Jim. I did a lot of celebrity softball games, golf tournaments with him over the years. I've done sports final. Just one of the true good guys in the business. Fun. Always great to see him. It's an awful story. I'm happy he got to walk his daughter down the aisle, and that's one of the things. Great job by Steve Burton getting an interview with him and get a message out there that get your colonoscopy. Nobody's invincible, and that's a big thing out of this.
So Gordon Eads went back and pulled up a Dan Shaughnessy column from the day that or the offseason that Jim Corsi signed with the Red Sox after pitching with the Oakland A's and with the Marlins and all those teams. And Shaughnessy wrote, he's one of us. He grew up watching Chet and Nat and listening to Johnny Most. He went to Mass at Our Ladies on Washington Street in Newton, bowled at Riverside and Waltham, and rode the Green Line from Woodland when he wanted to see the Red Sox at Fenway.
I would not get on, I would not get on that train.
You never get on the train.
Nope.
He wrote, he bought subs at Giuseppe's by the lake, shopped at Purity Supreme, ate Sundays at Cabot's on Washington Street.
A shocker.
He says he proposed to his wife at the Ming Terrace in Waltham.
I used to talk to him about dieting. I remember we'd be sitting there waiting for sports final to get going, and you know sometimes the show is delayed and that. He's like, man, I'd love to eat this week, but you got to start eating this with this. And then, you know, of course, when you're like dumb playing, like you blow up and you go up and down like crazy. We all do. We all do that.
And so Shaughnessy wrote, 14-year-old Jim Corsi was at Fenway Park in October of 1975, the night Carlton Fisk hit the home run for the ages against the Reds. And now, 35 years after he was born at Newton Wellesley Hospital, and 18 years after graduating from Newton North High School, Corsi is finally coming home to pitch for the Red Sox. And he did, and he pitched well here. And people remember him not only from playing, but a lot of people knew him because he was from here. And
who did he win a series with, the A's?
Yeah, 89.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I think he played 2 years here.
He did. He did work on Nesson after he was done playing for a few years. I remember that. He was doing media stuff.
He was
a lot of people know him. Condolences to his family.
I mentioned living in Newton.
Friends.
He built a pretty good house building business, you know, construction business in Newton. He was really good.
And, go check out that story that Steve Burton, one of his close friends, for WBZ. They aired it on Sunday night. So,
rest in peace, Big Jim.
Very sad news. Jim Corsi passing. We wanted to get to something from today's show. Oh. Which was a discussion of a recruiting trip to Louisville. Horse talk is what it was.
Do we have time?
Cool spot. Rugged. Barn jackets, hats.
Mm. You can get those here.
You can buy that stuff.
That disturbing scene of the horse mating barn. What is this, a crazy room? What's this, the fun room? Oh, yeah. I did that in Louisville.
Is that a prominent part of the show?
No.
It's the horse mating room?
Oh, my God. They showed everything. I don't know what, like, a horse.
It wasn't close-up POV type show everything.
It's enough.
You saw probably more than you needed to.
Took me back, yeah.
Took wow. Me back. Took you back to what? Louisville?
They made me participate in the horse mating thing at her Churchill Downs. which eventually made me not want to go to Louisville.
Did you have to put that big leather sleeve on?
Had to hold the cup. A wooden cup. You,
it's not a cup.
It was a wooden cup on a pole that you caught stuff in.
I don't think you're an actual... You know what? I think they were goofing on you. I mean, just from what I saw from Yellowstone, that's not the proper apparatus.
What makes that horse want to get on that... The pommel horse. Like, it's not... Like, there's no tail there. There's no... Like, hey, that's really a horse. He gets right up there.
They spray it. Pheromones.
You walk in that room, he knows it's go time. Now, times have changed. And maybe they've developed that sleeve to wear.
Yeah, this was 30 years ago you were doing this.
It'll remind me of my grandfather's running a steel mill. And they had, like, the when you get the pores of steel, the liquid.
Oh, yeah.
Liquid
molten steel, yeah.
You got that long
I saw that in Rudy.
Same thing.
Yeah.
With the horse. And you got to.
Had a bad explosion.
You got to get in there and catch
steel mill on that one.
Oh, Rudy's buddy. Spoiler alert. He ain't going to see him at that game he made it into.
No pressure problems.
Is that right?
Yeah. Blew him right off the top deck.
Boom.
Boom. He was gone.
Sad.
Quick, though. That's the way you go.
Did that really happen? I've heard Rudy is totally fake.
It's all fake.
We're back tomorrow at 10. Fire right. Master next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.